God of eternity, by the power of your Spirit, speak your word to us this day, that hearing we may know your truth and live ever more faithfully for you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. A number of important events occurred this last week, which we've heard about in the news. Two in particular, one beyond tragic, one possibly hopeful. The tragedy, of course, being the shooting and killing of 9 people at prayer in a historically black church in South Carolina. And the hopeful one being Pope Francis' message to the Catholic Church and the people of the world to take seriously the urgent need to care for the environment. And of course, both events contain tragedy and hope within their stories, which are ongoing. Both of these events, and countless others that occurred in the last week, are important to God and to us. And this is, to some, perhaps, the controversial piece for today's sermon. We need to be about such matters here in church. We need to consider where God is in all this and how we are called to act as people who follow the way of Jesus in this time and place. How could this be controversial? Because some see this setting as being spiritual, to the exclusion of matters often labeled as political or economic in the public square. In August, we're having 2 forums on August 2nd and 9th after the services, and a member and I, Joella, one of our members who's also a spiritual director, we will be presenting on the topic of prayer and the spirituality of life. I spent some time thinking about the title of these forums. I knew what we wanted to present, but how to describe it in a few words. Often we hear about the spiritual life, and though people using those words probably don't mean it this way, that is often understood as the life that we have when we come to church or when we pray, a life that is different or separate from our everyday life. You might hear someone say, or we might say, I want to have a good spiritual life. I really need to pray more and go to church every week, one might say or think. And certainly prayer and church does help in us to deepen our relationship with God. It helps God to help us deepen it and equip us to be the people God is calling us to be. But God is with us and about every part of our lives, every moment of our lives, and is most known and experienced in the moment in which we live, in the present, whether you are in church or school, at work or at home. There is no spiritual life apart or separate from or different than life. This is why I like to speak about the spirituality of life, all of life. All of life in the world, in the body, is spiritual and has eternal significance and is important to God. We know this. We are about this here at Holy Comforter. This is not a surprise, I'm sure, to you what I'm saying. Just this past week during our Wednesday night program on generations, how various generations relate to the church, it was mentioned that in this church we make connections. We connect what is going on in the world with what we are about here, what we believe about God, and how we want to live as Christians every day. It seems normal to us, though it might not always be easy to do. It never has been. Consider our gospel account for today. When evening had come, Jesus and his disciples, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side," and leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat. The boat was filling with water, but Jesus was asleep. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" There was a question in their minds. Was Jesus going to be there for his friends, even in a boat, in a storm? He wasn't teaching them or sharing bread with them or talking about prayer. Did he care? Did he care about the daily struggle and the moment of crisis? Would Jesus be there for them wherever they found themselves? Does following the way of Jesus make a difference day to day, moment to moment? This gospel account speaks to me of God's presence in the everyday experience of life, that God is here with us now. Jesus was right there. They weren't sure. Was he going to care about the storm? And is that any surprise? Is it any surprise that many wonder this today? What is God's role in my day-to-day life? Is God here? Does God care? But they call on Jesus, and he shows that he does care, that he is there for them in the storm and in all of life, that Jesus, God, the Spirit, is there, is concerned. This is God's concern. There's no separation between what is spiritual and what is political, between what is spiritual and what is caring for creation. There is no separation between what is of spiritual importance and how much we need to deal with racism. Everything is spiritual. The Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures are perhaps more clear on this point. In the story of David and Goliath, we hear detail, a lot, description, because the writers of this account believed and knew that God was part of it all. How exactly? Harder to know. And we all get that wrong from time to time. It takes discernment to decide how God is involved and how God wants us to move forward. The Bible shows us that it takes discernment. We don't always get it right, but God always gets it right. God is always there, hoping for us, pulling for us, cheering us on as we seek justice and peace in the world. Our faith and the faith which we come from, Judaism, states clearly that God is creator of all, and therefore all of life, every detail is important to God, and therefore important to us and of concern to us in the church. Why am I belaboring this point? Well, it's because not everyone believes this. A politician who's a Roman Catholic, and it doesn't matter which one, because many believe what he said, but he said it in such a way, so clear, in response to Pope Francis's direction to the church to educate and take steps to care for creation, this politician said, "I don't go to Mass for economic policy or things in politics." And he said, "I think religion ought to be about making us better as people and less about things that end up getting into the political realm." Right? Just makes you crazy, doesn't it, to hear that? Make us better as people? How can we be better as people if we're cut off from what's going on around us, if we're not about God's work in the world? And I'm sharing these quotes because they tell us not about one person, but about what many people think. And also, and this is important, what people who don't go to church think. right? Many people who don't go to church think all we do is pray about our own needs, and that we're all about us. What could be farther from the truth, certainly for this congregation? But this was the standard, that there was such a separation for a long time, and that's the other reason we need to continue to talk about it. So there is no separation between what is spiritual and political and economic. God calls us to be stewards of the earth for the good of creation and the good of all people. As Pope Francis says in his encyclical, the poor are most hurt when we don't care for creation. Everything is connected and important to God. The other event I've mentioned of this past week, the shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, necessitates us saying in church loudly that Black lives matter. We need to say it here loudly again and again. 8 died on the scene and 1 at the hospital later, and what was immediately being called a hate crime, all the victims being Black and the shooter being white. What becomes more controversial, and what some people don't want to talk about in church, and we've seen this on the news, that when we start to dig just below the surface of this one act, to look at the history of racism that fueled it and so many other shootings just in the past year of African Americans, when we do that, we need to say in this church and in every church, Black lives matter, and pray to God about how we can be part of the solution to hate and violence, and how we can be part of the need to act for racial reconciliation and justice for all. A lot of people don't want to do that. They want to do a little bit in church, but do we want to go deeper and really look at how we can be about healing and helping this horrible situation? We have started in the diocese these hand-to-hand sessions and we're just learning how to do this. So if you went to one, you might have thought, wow, that really didn't go far enough. But it is a beginning and an attempt to work together to try and figure out what is happening. Why is this happening? What can we do to fix it, to help be agents of God in this situation? What does racial reconciliation mean? I was actually somewhat surprised when someone asked me this at our last diocesan council convention, as we've been talking about this in the diocese, and someone said to me privately, just in conversation, what does reconciliation even mean? And she was coming from a perspective of, have we ever been reconciled? It means many things, but theologically it certainly means that we will be reconciled as God's children and live together as God intends us to live together, as God intended at creation. I think we have to go all the way back to creation to find out what reconciliation means. In love and in peace, rejoicing in our diversity. So much to rejoice in, because our diversity of races and every other diversity reflects God's image to us. It is beautiful. Everything is spiritual, everything is political, everything is economic, everything is of God, part of God's creation, and we are God's stewards of it all. I'd like to conclude with a prayer. Let us pray. O God, in you we find our unity, and through your grace we see you in every aspect of our lives and in the life of our world. Help us to bring the resources of our spiritual practices to engage the challenges of our lives and of the wider community. Especially, we pray today that we may be agents of transformation in matters of racial reconciliation and as stewards of creation. And we pray for the faith to know that you are with us in every storm, ready to help us, with us in our efforts to be your people in this time and place through the power of the Spirit. Amen.